The Department of Health and Human Services has decided to make changes in an ad campaign about breastfeeding. The ads would have focused on health risks associated with not breastfeeding infants. Many public health campaigns emphasize risks, but this would have been the first to focus on babies who are not breastfed. The decision to change has created controversy among health and infant nutrition experts. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Amy Spangler has spent the past 18 months working with the Federal Office of Women's Health to help HHS and the Ad Council develop the new breastfeeding campaign. Spangler chairs an umbrella organization for breastfeeding advocacy groups. She says that when the new ads were previewed at a North Carolina breastfeeding conference in late October, she knew they'd be a bit edgier than previous campaigns. The ad suggests that women who don't breastfeed are taking risks they'd never consider during pregnancy. For example, one TV spot features a pregnant woman riding a mechanical bull.
There was another one that was developed of pregnant women participating in a roller derby match. There was a third one that was pregnant women doing a log rolling contest.
The TV ads made her wince, though others at the conference loved them. Spangler liked the print ads best. They cited research suggesting that exclusive breastfeeding during the first 6 months could lower a baby's risk for earaches, diarrhea, and asthma, as well as the risk of developing leukemia and juvenile diabetes.
We don't hesitate to tell people the consequences of not using a seatbelt, the consequences of not putting your child in a car seat, of not putting a bicycle helmet on them. You know, why is it that we hesitate to tell people what the consequences of not breastfeeding are?
At about the same time as Spangler's conference, the American Academy of Pediatrics National Conference was underway in New Orleans. AAP Executive Director Joe Sanders says that's when the executive committee learned about the breastfeeding campaign's risk-based focus. He says three female pediatricians on the AAP board raised some red flags.
They had concerns that what's going to happen to a young mother who either chooses not to breastfeed or for some medical reason is unable to breastfeed, and then her child develops one of these conditions, that this would impose significant guilt on this mother.
So Sanders and other AAP officials drafted a letter to HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson expressing their concerns about the campaign. Sanders said AAP officials also got input for the letter from several commercial groups attending their national meeting, including infant formula makers.
We did talk to two infant formula companies informally. And they had also been made aware of this campaign and the focus of the campaign.
Marty Mountford is the executive director of the Infant Formula Council, the trade group for American formula companies. She says her group informed the AAP that the leukemia risk research was sketchy at best, and that even the diabetes link was questionable. And Mountford says claims surrounding respiratory illness in breastfeeding were also being misrepresented.
Respiratory disease, it's a complex disease and it's dependent on a lot of different factors. And one of the most important factors with infants is whether or not the child is in daycare.
Or, Mountford says, whether the parents smoke and other environmental factors. Still, pediatrician Lawrence Gartner believes there's another reason for the infant formula industry's concern about the accuracy of the science.
I really have to question whether it's really science or their interest in their bottom line that's driving the desire to have these ads changed.
Gartner chairs the American Academy of Pediatrics Executive Committee on Breastfeeding. He says the scientific research already had been carefully vetted when AAP executives raised their concerns. Gartner acknowledges that the leukemia research is relatively new, but insists the type 1 diabetes prevention data is solid. But public health experts say the choice to breastfeed is complicated, and advocates concede they're right. Susan Scrimshaw thinks socioeconomic issues make designing public health messages tricky. She's dean of the School of Public Health at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
In general, you get further with positive than you do with negative.
She says playing on parents' fears may work briefly, but will eventually be tuned out. In response to the controversy, Christina Pearson, a spokesperson for the HHS Office of Women's Health, acknowledged that the ads are being revised.
We've gotten feedback from a variety of sources, and it's still a work in progress.
Pearson says HHS scientists are continuing to evaluate the ads' medical claims. She won't say whether they'll be released in the next few months or even in the next year. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.